This is Fresh Air. This week, ABC presents American Crime, a new drama series from John Ridley, who wrote the screenplay for the movie 12 Years a Slave. Also this week, Netflix presents The Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt, a new comedy series from Tina Fey and Robert Carlock, who collaborated on NBC's 30 Rock. According to our TV critic David Bianculli, they're both part of the new TV revolution, and they're both good.
You can thank the heated competition between broadcast networks and TV's alternative delivery systems, cable, streaming sites, whatever, for the existence and the quality of two of this week's new TV shows. Netflix wants to keep grabbing headlines, so it asks Tina Fey, creator of 30 Rock, what she'd like to do next. ABC, meanwhile, wants to compete with the complexity of cable and streaming shows, widen its audience base and its on-air minority representation, and also gain a little prestige. So it goes to John Ridley, the Oscar-winning screenwriter of 12 Years a Slave, and asks him what he'd like to do next. So presto. This week, viewers can enjoy a new quirky comedy in the 30 Rock mold, and an emotionally raw and captivating new drama that breaks the mold. Let's start with the comedy. The Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt, which releases all of its first season Friday on Netflix, comes from Tina Fey and her 30 Rock cohort, Robert Carlock. It's a comedy about a wide-eyed young woman, one of several held underground for more than a decade by a crazy cult leader. She emerges from her underground bunker and decides to make it on her own in New York City. Ellie Kemper, who played Erin on NBC's The Office, has the title role, and her co-stars include Carol Kane from Taxi and Jane Krakowski and Titus Burgess from 30 Rock. At first, things go charmingly for the perennially perky Kimmy in this strange new world, until they don't. In this scene, she returns to her new roommate, played by Burgess, and is anything but perky. But, like this new series, she is funny.
They stole my backpack!
What?
I can't do this. Reverend Richard was right.
Wait, who?
Reverend Richard Wayne Gary Wayne, senior prophet and CFO of Savior Rick's Spooky Church of the Scary Apocalypse.
Who?
I am one of the Indiana Mole women.
From the news. Why didn't you tell me?
Because I just want to be a normal person, and I can't. I don't know anything. I can't tell phones from cameras. Even policemen have tattoos.
Thursday night on ABC, the new drama American Crime premieres, with a concept that paradoxically is simple and complex at the same time. It looks at one crime, the murder of a married man and the near murder of his wife, and follows and dramatizes all the connecting threads of that single case. We meet the grieving parents, the accused killer, and many others tangled somehow into this story's cleverly constructed web. Along the way, we visit and examine several different class structures, ethnicities, and problems. And the longer we watch, the more we're surprised. In TV terms, American Crime is closest to HBO's The Wire or the original miniseries version of Traffic, but it's got a tone and structure all its own. The acting in American Crime is as good as the writing, and I expect this series to muscle into several Emmy categories next year. Benito Martinez from Netflix's House of Cards is commandingly sympathetic as the proud father of a baby-faced teen who may be less innocent than he appears. Caitlin Gerard and Carter Nix are street-level meth addicts who seem sweeter than their harsh environment, until they don't. And at the core of the series are the long-divorced parents of the murder victim, who reconnect only after the husband identifies his child in the morgue. The parents are played by Timothy Hutton and Felicity Huffman. And as they reunite to discuss their dead son's case and what to do about their surviving son, the tensions are painfully palpable.
I couldn't hardly recognize him. The detective said that the gun must have been right in front of his face.
What are the police doing?
Well, they have a description of a car.
When was Matt killed? Sunday? It's Tuesday. That all they have is a description of a car?
They said that they think it might be an Hispanic kid.
Some illegal?
Just Hispanic.
Why did they call you?
And they said that they think that maybe Gwen was raped.
I don't understand why they called you.
I'm his father.
No, I don't understand why they called you first.
You know, they found my number and they called me.
What about Mark?
Yeah, I wanted to, talk to you first.
Oh, you haven't called Mark yet?
No,
oh,
my God. We should call him together.
I'll call him.
He's my son, too.
I'll call him.
We need to be a family now. For both our boys right now, we need to be a family.
Hutton does his best work in years here, and Huffman is magnificent. Hers is a fearless, flawless performance. And because of the way their scenes are written and photographed, as well as performed, American Crime is an important, compelling new series. It's bound to spark a lot of discussion, and it deserves to.
David Bianculli is founder and editor of the website TV Worth Watching and teaches TV and film at Rowan University in New Jersey. Tomorrow on Fresh Air, our guest will be Larry David, the creator and star of Curb Your Enthusiasm and co-creator of Seinfeld. He has a new play on Broadway, which he wrote and reluctantly stars in. So who did he intend to cast in the lead?
Anyone in particular. Anyone, except me.
So join us for an interview with Larry David tomorrow. Fresh Air's executive producer is Danny Miller. I'm Terry Gross.